I fully teared up after eating, because I was just like, I don't know why. It hit me so hard, and I didn't think I'd feel that way.
Hello and welcome to TMG Unfiltered. My name is Devin.
And I'm Catherine.
And together we are two market girls. We run a vegan YouTube channel and a blog. And this is our podcast where we talk about things like social media, photography, videography, veganism.
Yeah. Anything that we kind of like care about in our life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of expand on our thoughts beyond what we put on YouTube and on our blog.
Yes.
And today's episode, we're going to be talking about accidentally eating non-vegan things
yes.
as vegans. But before we get into it.
Yeah. Special shout out.
Yes. We have a very special shout out today. So for those of you who don't know, we put our anchor out through podcast. We put our podcast out using Anchor. And one of the features on Anchor is that listeners, if they have the app, they can send us a voice message through the app. And the idea is that you could add that to your episode. So
we're very rarely on the actual app.
Yeah.
So
we use the desktop experience more than the app experience.
Yeah. So we're very late to realizing we had a message.
We sincerely apologize. But I was checking it this week and I realized that we had a voice message from a user called Inspirado Projecto. And he had created a theme song for our podcast. So we'll play that now because, I mean, it's a pretty cool thing and we think it deserves a shout out.
I think so.
So here's the theme song.
Social media, tech, photography, vegan lifestyle, and more. Social media, tech, photography, vegan lifestyle, and more. Social media, tech, photography, vegan life, style, and more. With TMG, with TMG, with TMG Unfiltered.
That's us.
Thank you so much. Like, it's a cool thing that they, like, set aside time to do that.
It's very cool, and I'm so sorry that we did not check it sooner.
Yeah, no, we will absolutely make sure to check it a little more frequently than once a year.
Yeah, if more people have Anchor, I don't know how many of our listeners have Anchor, because a lot of our listens do come through iTunes and Spotify. Yeah. I know that from our analytics. But if you are on Anchor, we will check it more frequently. So send us some voice messages.
Yeah, especially if you have like some feedback or something you want to hear, that's like easy direct way that you know we'll hear it eventually. Well, I'll try and check it like once a week.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into this episode. Talking about eating non-vegan
now,
foods.
This has definitely happened to me. Has it happened to you?
Yes.
Okay, so it's happened to both of us. That's good.
I think the longer you're vegan, the longer you realize that all the other vegans, like, no one has this perfect track record.
I would like to meet the vegan that has this perfect track record.
I think that's dumb.
It's impossible.
Yeah. It's not about being perfect, and we've talked about that before.
Yeah, we won't get into
it. No.
But we're, I guess, going to talk about our experience and, like, how to get over it.
And how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our feelings. I think we should talk about yours, though, because, I mean, I know both of us have had a few experiences with eating things
that...
I've
had two bigger experiences. Yeah. One actually is, like, the bigger one. Yeah. The other one was just I ate a lot of it.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me that much, though. So the first one was ice cream, which I literally ate half a pint of non-vegan ice cream without realizing it. It was, like, really good ice cream, and I've had from that company before.
Yeah.
And the ice cream was just as good. Like, it tasted pretty much the same. And I, for some reason, thought they only made vegan ice cream. I don't know why I thought that, but they make both. They make non-dairy and they make dairy ice cream, and I didn't know that. And I ate, like, half a pint of ice cream without realizing.
And what made you realize?
I don't know. I was just reading the thing, and I was like, this doesn't say non-dairy anywhere. And I, like, looked at the ingredients. It's like, oh, because it's not.
And did you get any, like, stomach pains from it?
I don't remember actually getting that many stomach pains from it. And I don't know why. Like, I hear about people who, like, eat something after a year of being vegan and they, like, talk about being sick all the time. Yeah. I did not feel sick. I don't know if maybe it's also a psychological thing that they're putting themselves through. Like, I didn't beat myself up for it at all. I was like, oh, whatever, that happened. I just stopped eating it.
Yeah.
I was like, can't go back. Like, that happened. Whatever, it happened. So I didn't beat myself up for it. So maybe it's also like a psychological thing that's happening to a lot of people where they feel horrible about it and they're kind of making themselves feel sick a little bit. But I don't know. Maybe it's also just my body. I don't know. Because I didn't feel that sick after it.
Okay. I mean, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. But the bigger one was a month ago? 2 months ago?
I think it was about 2 months ago.
2 months ago? Like. I'm going to call them out because I've had two bad experiences with them.
Okay.
At a place called Alibaba's. I don't know if that's just in Canada or not.
I don't know.
It's a shawarma falafel place. Mm-hmm. Middle Eastern, like pita wraps and things. I got a falafel from them once before. I got sick after that. I think it was just because it was really greasy. Mm-hmm. I just didn't, like, my stomach just didn't sit well.
Yeah.
But the second time, I decided to go with them because they were the cheaper option. There was literally two next door. There was, like, a place called Mr. Souvlaki, which I've had before and I really liked.
Yeah.
But I was like, let's go with Alibaba because it's a little cheaper.
Yeah.
And I don't need to spend more money than I have to. So I went with Alibaba and there was confusion behind already. Uh-huh. Like, they were like, is this hers? Like, because it's all on the same grill when they're, like, heating the pita up. And they're like, and the girl was, like, very calm. She's like, no, that one's it. That one's it. I was like, cool. Yay. Yeah. Uh-huh. I wasn't paying attention. So got the pita, went back up to my office, ate it. And I didn't look at it. Like, I don't check my food when I eat it.
Right.
Like, I bought it. I assume it's what I paid for. So I didn't check it. And I also had hot sauce in it, which it still had hot sauce. So hot sauce covers up a lot of flavors. So I was eating it. And then, like, two or three bites in, I look. And I was like, it looked really dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that doesn't look like falafel. I was like, I don't know, maybe this is just their falafel. Like, I started picking at it. I was like, is this falafel? Like, I can't figure it out. And I was, like, smelling it and, like, eating little bits of it. I was like, there's no way this is falafel because it doesn't look anything like falafel. And I came to the conclusion that it was probably shawarma or beef shawarma of some kind, which also is, like, doubly bad because it also had dairy on it because some of the spreads they have dairy in it. And I asked for none of that and falafel.
Yeah.
I felt horrible. Like, it's the first time I've ever eaten meat.
In almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 years is in April.
Yeah.
And that was like 4.5 years. And, like, I've never accidentally eaten meat. I've accidentally eaten dairy all the time. I felt sick only because I felt uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think my stomach was actually getting sick from the fact that there was meat in it. I didn't eat that much of it.
Yeah.
And it was also one of those things that I was, like, battling. I was like, I don't want to waste this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to. It was an entire wrap. Like, I had, like, three bites of it. So I was like, I don't really want to waste this wrap. I was like, do I just eat it? Because there's no one else in my office either, so I can't give it to somebody. Mm-hmm. I was like, do I just eat it? And I literally went to try and eat it. I was like, I literally can't. Like, I can't actually eat this.
Yeah.
It felt so wrong. I don't know. It was just like, if it was dairy, I don't think if I accidentally get mayo on an A&W Beyond Meat burger, I don't think I'd feel that bad. I'd probably finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, like, meat was something so totally different, and it was a majority of the wrap. I fully teared up after eating, because I was just like, I don't know why. It hit me so hard, and I didn't think I'd feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
It hit me so hard eating meat. I felt terrible.
Like, you felt guilt?
Yeah. Like, I felt terrible.
Yeah.
It was so, so bad, especially if, like, I don't know if they got too mixed up. So, like, if someone got my falafel.
Right.
And, like, you also think, like, what if they came back and got their right thing? Now there's, like, two cows.
Right.
Two beef. Because
the order, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is horrible. This sucks. But, yeah, no, I felt so terrible. And, like, I didn't it, like, ruined my entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt horrible. And I didn't go down and tell them. I should have. Because, like, if it was more serious, like, I don't have an allergy to meat. Like, my body can handle eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
I have no issue with that stuff. It's just, again, moral things, right?
Yeah.
But
at the same time, like, if you went down there and told them, hey, you gave me a wrap with beef in it and I don't eat meat, it sounds like they were just so unorganized that they maybe wouldn't occur to them how serious that is.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to tell, right?
Yeah.
Like, with an allergy, people take that seriously because, like, you could have died. But when it's, like, just a personal choice, or even when it's, like, a religious choice, I feel like other people who don't make those choices don't take it as seriously.
Yeah. Because so it's you're choosing to. You technically can eat it, but you're choosing to.
Yeah, like, yeah. But I mean, it does hit hard.
I
haven't had that experience where I've accidentally eaten meat yet, but I can imagine, like, if I did, I would feel so gross and just sad.
Yeah, no, it I honestly didn't think I'd feel that way. Yeah. Like, I thought it, like, I mean, I never expected to accidentally eat meat.
Yeah.
Because it's something that I, like, I was like, how can I confuse meat? Like, yeah, it's weird. But, like, I literally felt so terrible. Like, I was like, I realized I was feeling terrible. I was like, I can't beat myself up for this. Like, I'm not mad at myself. Mm-hmm. I realized that quickly. I didn't get mad at myself. But I just felt so terrible. Like, I don't know. It just, meat, like, I used to like eating meat. Like, I loved eating meat before. Mm-hmm. But it was, had no, like, there was no satisfaction eating that meat.
Yeah.
And it was so weird. And I didn't think, because I went vegan for health and thing. Obviously, I stayed vegan for animals and other things like that. But, like, we still talk about how we like the taste of meat and things like that, but I got no, like, satisfaction out of eating that meat. I just felt all terrible.
Well, I think it's also because you didn't want it. Yeah. Whereas if it was a choice, you would have been more, like, you knew what you were doing. Yeah. Whereas this felt like it wasn't consensual in a way.
To be honest, like, I know I've been vegan a long time, but I never necessarily, like, viewed myself as someone who was super, super attached to veganism. Like, the way you see some people, how passionate they are about it. And of course, like, I love veganism and I am passionate, but in a different way than most people. And I never viewed myself as that, like, attached to it until, like, that moment where I was like, I just, like, literally felt terrible. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is horrible. Like, once you, it's so weird. Once you make that connection, like, meat is no longer food. It's just, like, you remember there's, like, this sweet cow on the end of it.
Yeah.
And it just, it was so difficult. It was so, so hard to deal with.
Were you afraid to tell anyone?
No, I told my boyfriend right away.
Yeah.
No, because, like, I don't view it that. Like, I wasn't ashamed of myself in any way. I was pissed off at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, super mad. Because I've been there twice, and both times something bad has happened. Yeah. So I was super mad, and I literally texted my boyfriend. I was like, I'm never, never going. Like, Alibaba's is never again.
Yeah. Boycott.
Yeah. Never again. But, and I'm sure it was an honest mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, obviously it wasn't on purpose. There should be a little better organization back there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just that location, if it's all of them, whatever. I don't go to enough to know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, I don't know. I didn't feel ashamed, so I don't mind. Like, I tweeted about it, so
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel ashamed.
Okay.
Myself didn't feel ashamed. I just felt really bad about it. And it's also, like, I'd rather share it with people, so people who are vegan maybe know just to watch out for this, too.
Right.
Like, double check. Break open your thing before you bite into it. Because, mm-hmm. like, at least, like, I think if I had done that, where if I, like, ripped off the top first just to double check, I would still feel bad because I have now a meat thing mm-hmm. that will go to waste. But at least then, like, I wouldn't have eaten it and felt, like, terrible before. So, yeah. I don't know. It was hard to deal with, which I didn't expect.
I think I would be kind of embarrassed, too.
Yeah?
I don't know. Just because you feel like you're not supposed to mess up like that. And, like, how could I let this happen? I have failed.
Yeah, I know. Especially, like, I've been vegan 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's such a, it seems like such a rookie mistake. But also, like, I guess, so, like, I didn't go to complain to the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
which I told my mom about. She's like, you should have. She's like, they should know that they messed it up at least, even if you didn't get a new one or something.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fair. And I'm realizing, I was like, I wonder if I didn't because it's not a life-threatening thing.
Yeah.
Like, I never want to be that person that's like, you gave me the wrong, like, I'm a vegan, you know, blah, blah, stuff. Like, because it isn't life-threatening for me. But I don't know. It's just like, I kind of wish I'd said something, but now it's just too late because it was 2 months ago. But
yeah, I don't think I would have. Like, yeah. I'm not that kind of person either who will say something. Like you said with the burger example, if I got a burger with mayo on it,
in most
situations, I would just be like, oh, that's fine. Because if I send it back, they're going to throw it out.
Yeah.
And I'll try to scrape off the mayo.
Yeah.
But it's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
But I also feel like not totally comfortable saying that in front of, like, saying that so publicly, because there's a lot of vegans who would be like, how can you do that? You're not, we'll get into that situation where they're like, you can't really call yourself a vegan.
Yeah. But it's like, it's so hard with that because, like, you're not buying a burger with mayo on it. It was accidentally given to you.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't choose to eat it. You ate it. And then you're just choosing not to waste that food.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, with something, like, as small as, like, if it was mayo or, like, if even one of those dairy spreads had gone on without it, I wouldn't feel as bad. I probably wouldn't have noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, but like when it's something that is like a full, like, I tried so hard to eat it. Mm-hmm. And I was also, like, there were so many questions. I was like, first of all, like, I was like, I want to eat this because I don't want to waste it. But also, can I eat it because I'm vegan? This is literally a pure meat burrito, basically. Mm-hmm. I was like, can I eat this? I was like, can I still call myself vegan if I eat this, like, willingly eat it, knowing it's meat now? Mm-hmm. I was like, but I also don't want to waste it. But, like, I don't want to eat it, but I do want to eat it. Like, I was like, it was literally a battle. And then, like, I tried, like, I took another bite and I literally spit it. I was like, I can't. I just can't. Yeah. So I just threw it out because I could not do it.
No, I don't think
and I just didn't have lunch that day.
I wouldn't have been able to do that. That's too far for me. Like, I would have been like, that can go to waste.
Yeah, it's like, it was such, like, an internal struggle. Yeah. Like, I, like, went back and forth. So I sat there for, like, 20 minutes contemplating what to do with this.
Yeah.
Falafel. Like, well. What was it? Shawarma. Yeah, it was so difficult. And it was just felt, I felt so bad throwing it out, though.
Yeah.
And there's no way I was going to go down and get another one, because it's just, I'll just wait and eat at home.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to have this happen in front of non-vegans or in front of other vegans?
I think it might, in different ways. Mm-hmm. Like, I think in front of non-vegans, you might feel like you're not doing the diet justice. Like, you're kind of, like, okaying eating a little bit, yeah. even though it was an accident. Like, people yeah. are like, oh, she doesn't feel bad about it, whatever, you know?
No, she doesn't really care that much.
Yeah, so, you know, I can do this and eat this or whatever, you know? Yeah. Like, which, go ahead if you want to, but, like, I think it doesn't do justice to the lifestyle mm-hmm. in front of non-vegans. But in front of vegans, I'd feel so ashamed about being judged by them.
Yeah.
And, like, in completely different ways. Just, like, I'm not doing enough and, like, all that stuff.
You're a failure.
Yeah.
You can't sit with us anymore.
Yeah. Sorry. You didn't wear pink on Wednesday. This is all that fits me right now. yeah, no, I think it's two different thoughts. So, like, I would want to make sure that, like, people, like, non-vegans would know I'm not okay with that, like, mm-hmm. like, even if mayo got on my burger,
yeah, exactly,
I would still eat it, again, try and scrape it off, whatever, but I would still eat it. But I would want to make sure that, like, any non-vegans around would understand that, like, it doesn't mean you can serve me a burger with mayo on it, yeah. I'll be fine, right? Like, I want to make sure that doesn't happen. I guess it's more, like, about the lifestyle. Like, I don't want a miscommunication of veganism to happen.
Yeah, because they could be like, I guess she doesn't really take it that seriously, so we don't take it that seriously when we're around her.
Yeah.
But it's more like,
oh, I can add a little bit of butter to this dish because
she won't care. Yeah. Yeah, but it's, don't take advantage of that, because yeah. it's not that you are okay with it. It's just that if these things happen because somebody misses a note,
yeah,
that's okay. But if you know, like, if you know that you're vegan yeah. and the person puts, like, butter in something, yeah. that's not okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I think that line is where the non-vegans thing, where I wouldn't want that to get misunderstood.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think I'd feel more judged around vegans.
Just in general, all the time.
Yeah, for anything I do. I don't know, because I would also, I think it would be hard, like, if that had happened at a table with a bunch of vegans, and, like, I had that internal monologue where I actually considered eating it because mm-hmm. I didn't want to waste it. Like, I think that internal monologue would have went so differently.
I don't think it would have existed the yeah. same way at all.
I think I would have thrown it out right
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would have even thought about. Like, I'm curious if it would be the same thing with, like, if I got mayo on a Beyond Meat burger. Like, if I was around a bunch yeah. of vegans, would I still be like, oh, I'm okay eating this?
Oh, that's really tough.
Right? Because there's this weird pressure about, like, I don't know.
Because what are they going to do? They're going to throw out the burger.
And, like, to me, that feels so wasteful.
Yeah.
Like, if there was someone I could give it to.
Yeah.
That would eat the burger, totally, and I'll go buy a new one, whatever. Yeah. But, like, if you're around all vegans, there's no one you can give it to.
I know, that's so tough, because I would feel the same way that you would. Like, I would be okay eating that, but not in front of hardcore vegans like that.
Yeah. It would be so difficult to figure out.
But I wonder how many other vegans feel this way, because people don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
They don't admit that there are situations where they will eat a non-vegan thing if it
yeah. happens. If it means accidentally. They don't have to waste food necessarily or whatever. Yeah.
There are certain accidents that they will let slide in a way. Even saying, yeah, even saying that feels like wrong to say.
Yeah.
But
because like it's like let slide because like again, like it's another one of the things you don't want any non-vegan listening to be like, oh, then I can just put a little bit of a tablespoon of butter in something and that's fine. No, it's not.
Like, yeah.
If it's an honest mistake.
Exactly.
That's understandable, but learn from that and don't do it again. Like, don't just assume that, like, because I'm okay with eating a little bit of mayo on a burger because it happened accidentally, that I'm okay with you purposely putting in a little bit of animal ingredients into something.
That's definitely not okay.
Yeah, and it seems so, like, hypocritical almost.
I know, like, in my mind it makes sense, but I know out loud it's hard to justify it enough
yeah.
that it makes sense.
Yeah. Life is hard. I did actually get mayo on one of my burgers at A&W once and I ate it.
It's happened to me. Well, not.
It's happened to me once.
It's happened to me not at A&W, but at a restaurant.
That had a veggie burger?
A veggie burger, yeah. And they put mayo on it. I think I had forgotten to say no mayo. Because I don't put mayo on my burgers at all. So yeah. I always forget that it's a thing that comes on burgers.
Yeah.
But I was out for dinner, like, with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And it came with mayo on it. And I felt
they're all non-vegans.
Yeah. And I felt so awkward about it because I was like, I don't want to waste this, but I also don't want to throw it out. But I also don't want them to know that I'm eating something non-vegan right now. And it just felt very, like, confusing. I think I did eventually, like, tell one person at the table. I was like, yeah, there's mayo on it. So I'm just trying to, like, eat around it. And I just kind of wrote it off as, oh, it's not a very good burger. And I didn't finish it, but it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, it's such a difficult, like, social situation to be placed in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you also, like, at the same time, like, if something like that happened, you don't want to be, like, you don't want to call a waiter over and, like, have that stereotypical, oh, vegan needing to, like, everything needs to be perfect and, like, all this stuff. And I don't know. It's just, like, that weird, like, you don't want to be judged for being a vegan.
Yeah.
And, like, being, like, oh, there's, like, someone would be, like, it's just a little mayo. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. You don't want that judgment of, like, asking a waiter to bring you something new.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I think I've had something where I actually asked the waiter. Because there was, like, cheese on it or something. I can't remember where it was, though.
Hmm.
But I asked for a new one because I was like, I can't. I just can't.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cheese.
If it's a lot, that's understandable.
Yeah.
But I've also, like, this isn't even a vegan thing because I've never been the type of person to be like, oh, I got the wrong thing. Or I don't like to have to call the waiter back and be like, this isn't right.
Oh, I remember, actually. I got a pad thai and they could make it vegan for
me. Right, yeah.
So I ordered it and then they brought it out with egg on it.
Right.
And it was like blatantly right on the top. And I was just like, hey, it's not an issue. I'm not mad that anyone did this, but I can't eat egg. I ordered this vegan. And I was like, even if you literally just take it off, like, mm-hmm. I'm fine. You don't have to make a whole new one. They took it back and got me a new one and comped it. It was very nice.
Yeah.
But I have no idea. I assume they threw that one out.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Like, I would have been fine with them just like picking it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, I don't know why. Honestly, so far I've only been fine with mayo. Like, because, like, it's the same thing. Like, it's just a little egg and some pad thai.
Well, what about, like, something even smaller? Like, chips.
I've definitely eaten non-vegan chips before.
Me too.
And,
like, something that it's really not obvious that you're eating something non-vegan.
Yeah. I've been a lot more conscious of that lately, though.
Yeah.
The last couple of years, I've been a lot more conscious about that. Because ketchup chips are one of my favorite chips.
Mm-hmm.
The Lay's aren't vegan,
mm-hmm.
but the No Name here in Canada are. And it used to be like it was hard. Like, whenever my boyfriend would buy it, he would buy the Lay's, and I was like, oh, but like, remember that one has milk in it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really eat ketchup chips, so I was like, I'll eat it because I don't want it to go to waste. But like, it's so difficult sometimes. But it's, I don't know, like, stuff like that is so easy because you can't tell.
Yeah.
That you're eating milk. I feel like, so really, bad saying this.
Are you, like, barely having milk? That's the other thing that crosses my mind. Like, how much milk is really in here?
Yeah.
But, I mean, zero milk
is
the only acceptable
amount
of milk. But you can justify it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
If it's a small amount.
But, I feel so bad saying all this, but, like,
it feels really wrong, but I feel like it's not healthy for people to feel like it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's this whole argument that's been going on in the vegan community, seems like a lot lately, with all the people admitting they're now eating a little bit of fish or eggs or something.
But see, like, the only difference I say with that is that, like, I don't think there's anything wrong. If you want to call yourself vegan but you eat a little bit of fish, I'm not going to get mad at you for that. Whatever. I do think it, in some way, it hurts what veganism actually is. It does mean doing the best you can, but at the same time, veganism has a clear definition of not eating animal products.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of a difference when people are knowingly, willingly being like, oh, I'm vegan, but I eat some fish sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, like, my stuff isn't... Like, I'm knowingly eating, like, ketchup chips, for example. I knowingly ate milk, but it was mostly because someone else bought it and I didn't want it to go to waste.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't purposely buy it ever.
Yeah.
So, until, like, I did, but when I realized it had milk in it, I changed that. So, like, I think it's slightly different than, like...
I would say it's just less extreme, right?
Yeah.
The one where you're, like, buying it on purpose, aware
that knowing this stuff is... in it, yeah.
That's a little bit more extreme, whereas what we're talking about, like, with chips, it's just not being so caught up in perfectionism, I think.
And it's also, for the most part, it's like, if, you know, if I'm going over to a friend's house and they ask me what I want and I say ketchup chips, whatever, and they buy the Lay's ones, I'm not going to be mad at them for that. I'll probably mention it to them, but I'll still eat them.
Yeah.
Because I also don't want them to go to waste, considering if they, like, bought it specifically because I wanted them, right? Yeah. So, it's, like, stuff like that. It's such a hard conversation. Oh, man.
Because I feel so guilty, and I feel like you're not allowed to say this, but I also believe it.
Yeah.
That it's okay that that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
But no one tells each other this.
Because no one wants to be viewed as not perfect. Especially when you're, like, talking to people about a lifestyle and talking about how great it is and all this stuff, and then you don't want to be like, oh, but I also eat this. Like, or I also accidentally eat this or this or this. You don't necessarily, like, you kind of want the lifestyle, and I get it, to be portrayed as, like, one of the more perfect things, right? Like, you don't want to talk about, like, it's like humans. Like, I don't talk about the flaws that I have.
Yeah, I feel like, if anything, it hurts the idea that veganism is easy.
It hurts the, like, when someone portrays veganism as this, like, perfect thing, it's not realistic.
No.
And, like, people can see that it's not realistic. Or, like, they can see that it's not realistic for them, and they, like, feel bad when they can't do it, because they're like, it's realistic for this person. This person's living this perfect life. They have vegan food all the time. They never mess up, but I'm messing up all the time. Like, yeah. And you just kind of get discouraged.
Yeah.
Being vegan is hard.
I don't think there's really nothing wrong with messing up.
Yeah. It's hard. Okay, there's nothing wrong with accidentally eating something. Like, I have no problem saying that. It's when you take that further and being like, do you continue eating it? Like, what, the burger. You realize there's mayo on it after you take a bite or whatever. Do you keep eating it knowing there's mayo on it? I think that's what's harder to justify. That's what I'm struggling with, at least. Is that, like, yeah, I'm totally fine if you accidentally eat something. That's not your fault.
Yeah.
Whatever. It happens. And, like, I have no problem saying that out loud. Whatever. But it's more the part that's hard to justify and, like, talk about, where you're like, but I'm going to continue eating it.
Yeah.
For this one burger, because I don't want to waste the food.
It's exactly that. It's already been bought. It's already been made.
Yeah.
It's already done.
Yeah.
So.
It's just going to end up in the trash, and that, like, animals already suffered, and, like.
Yeah, you not eating it doesn't change anything. It's you not buying it that changes things.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Once you've gotten past that point.
It's so hard to talk about this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What was the, when did you mess up? Like, when was your accidental eating of something that wasn't vegan? What happened?
Like, the mayo?
Is this the mayo? Is that what's happened?
Well, it's been the mayo, and then it's been chips. I've done it with chips before.
Okay.
I'm
you know what happened once, though? I was making tacos, And my boyfriend's not vegan. I'm vegan. And, like, when we do, like, more special things like that, where it's an actual, like, not just a stir fry we're having, I tend to buy, or we tend to buy some non-vegan ingredients for him, too. So, like, when it's, like, tacos, I'll have my vegan cheese. He has his non-vegan cheese. I was grating the non-vegan cheese, and I'm so used to it only being vegan cheese in the house that I ate a piece of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I was literally grating it. I just picked up a piece, put a piece in my mouth. And, like, 10 seconds later, I was like, I just ate cheese. What?
Yeah.
What just happened?
So weird.
I felt so bad. I was like, that's weird. That was trippy and stupid. Yeah. Like, it was so weird.
There have been times when I order pizza, and I know that you can tell when it's vegan cheese, but sometimes in a panzerotti, it's really hard to tell.
Yeah. No, I think it's easy to tell for a non-vegan. I think it's hard for me to tell sometimes because I necessarily, like, I sometimes forget.
Yeah.
The difference, right?
And so if, like, it's already, like, a shitty pizza place. It's like,
pizza?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm thinking the exact same thing. So I had pizza. I had Panzerotti the first time when they debuted their, like, dairy-free cheese. And I had it. I think it's vegan, but it really doesn't
taste
vegan. And it's probably because I don't remember what cheese tastes like, and this is what I associate with cheese now. But I was like, I don't want to complain in case it's not vegan. Like, how can you show them that it's... I don't understand.
I know. It's so crazy when you realize how your taste buds have, like,
changed kind of, so much.
Yeah. Because it happened to me with a latte one time. I always get almond milk in my coffee drinks, but they didn't have any, so I had to get soy.
Yeah.
And I was drinking it, and I was like, this tastes like how I remember milk tasting.
Yeah.
And so I handed it to my friend, and she tasted it. She's like, no, that's what soy tastes like in a latte. I was like, no, it tastes like milk. I don't understand.
I did accidentally get milk in a hot chocolate once, and that made me sick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't realize. Like, I was drinking it, and I didn't realize that it wasn't like almond milk. So I get soy milk, so I didn't realize that it wasn't soy milk. But then later, I felt so sick, and I was like, I think they gave me milk, or they mixed it in milk, like the same container or something, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, but there was something in there that wasn't right. It happened at, so was that a hockey game? Yeah.
Sports.
I got the Beyond, Meat sausage, the Beyond sausage. And I ordered it. I was like, this looks delicious. It was really good. And I sat down and I ate it. And I was like, I've only had the Beyond sausage once or twice before that.
Yeah.
So I bit it and I was like, this tastes really real. Like, I was like, are they sure they gave me the vegan sausage? And, like, the bun kind of looked not vegan too, a little bit, because it had, like, that yellow tinge to it that kind of looks like an egg bun.
Yeah.
So I was like, but I was like, this doesn't, like, I don't know if this is vegan or not. Like, it looks like the vegan one based on the picture that was, like, on the menu, but, like, it doesn't really taste vegan. So I had to get my boyfriend to try it. I was like, just taste a little bit of the sausage.
Yeah.
Tell me if this, like, because this tastes like a sausage to me. And he's like, it tastes like a sausage. He's like, but I think there's some sort of, like, Odie flavor there. So I think you're good. Like, I think it's the Beyond Burger or the Beyond Sausage. I was like, okay. I was like, there's literally nothing I can do because, like, I don't know.
So
I'm just going to eat it. But I was so tripped out because it's like, this tastes like a sausage and, like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Like, on the one hand, it's a little bit terrifying, but on the other hand, it's, like, pretty awesome.
Yeah. But it's so difficult now because you don't know whether you're eating meat or not.
But then a non-vegan will be like, really? You can't tell?
I did it actually at a restaurant in Montreal once, too. I got this butter chicken thing, and I was eating it, and the chicken tasted so good.
Like, texture and everything?
Yeah. It was an all-vegetarian place.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know it's not meat, but I was saying, so I was like, and I literally, I picked up the menu, I'm like, are we, like, because they have multiple locations, and only one of them is all vegetarian. Okay. So it's like, I'm like, are we sure we're at the vegetarian one? Because this fully tastes like chicken. Like, yeah. I was like, and I don't want to embarrass myself and ask the waiter. Like, I don't want to be one of those. But I was like, this tastes so real. It was also a place that had, like, really real bacon. And I was like, are we sure this isn't meat? This tastes like meat. Like, I'm so confused. It's just so trippy. I don't like it.
I don't think I've had that experience. I've only had it with cheese. I've never had it with meat where I wasn't sure if it was.
I had it until the sausage and until that chicken.
Yeah.
Those are the only two times where I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
It was
Although,
so weird.
The Beyond sausages are so good that I think if I did get it, I would wonder too.
Yeah. It's so hard to tell. Because you when you're eating the Beyond sausage, you have that same burst of, like, the mm-hmm. casing on yeah. the outside. And that's usually the main thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I find vegan sausages taste a lot like sausages.
Yeah.
But it's the casing that sets the Beyond sausage apart from all the other vegan sausages, is that it, like, it feels like the texture, the taste, everything is exactly like a sausage. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird.
It's so good. I didn't even like sausage before going vegan. I loved
sausage before.
But I love the Beyond sausage.
Yeah, no, it is so good. Should we talk about, like, tips, I guess?
What to do if this happens yeah. to you?
honestly, I mean, I think we're still figuring it out. Because, like, I didn't expect to act the way I did when I ate meat. Like, it literally threw me through such a loop.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of one of those situations where you think you know how you're going to react.
Yeah.
But then you don't. And it's also, like, every situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't really know. There's no right answer yeah. for how to handle it.
We're in, like, a temporary office situation, and I share one with my boss, and I was so glad he wasn't there. Because I was like, I'm almost crying. Like, I feel so embarrassed right now. Like, like, you almost feel like you're overreacting sometimes. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so glad no one else is here.
Yeah. For me, it's definitely always been, like, the embarrassment
yeah.
of realizing, like, I fucked up, and I don't want anyone to know.
Yeah. No, it felt so bad. Like, I never want to mess up eating meat again. I'm definitely going to be checking things mm-hmm. now. Things that could have, like things that are closed.
Yeah.
Like a burrito or something like that. I'll probably open
it. You don't
it
want before. Any surprises.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest tip that we both kind of believe in is that you don't have to feel shame, and you can yeah. like tell people that this happened.
Yeah.
It sounds like such a ridiculously serious thing.
I know.
When you say that, like, don't be ashamed that this happened to
just
you.
Be honest.
It could happen to anyone.
Yeah, no, it's
so
ridiculous.
Dramatic.
But, like, you honestly, like, you don't realize actually how much it affects, like, when it's something that's so tied in morals for a lot of people, it affects you so much.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's like, this is a really extreme example, but, like, everyone knows it's morally wrong to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What if you accidentally killed somebody? You'd still feel horrible,
yeah.
but you didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really extreme example, but it's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard. You feel really bad about it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to, because it happens. Like, you didn't choose to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think you should feel bad even if you choose to do it. You shouldn't feel great.
And, like, whether or not you keep eating the thing once you realize it's not vegan, I don't know. Sometimes it depends on what the food is.
Yeah, I think it depends on the
circumstances.
Situation.
Yeah.
It depends on what the food is, you know, whether you can give that to somebody else and get something else for yourself. Whatever. Like, I think everything depends. It's such a case-by-case scenario.
Yeah.
Because, like, again, like, with the A&W burger, I wouldn't think twice about not eating that burger. Like, I would eat that burger yeah. still. But, like, with that one, it was, like, it was a slow but almost immediate, no, I can't eat this.
Yeah.
It's such a different situation, though.
I don't have other vegan friends other than the friends that you and I share
yeah.
to talk to about this. But I'm just curious, like, how other vegans
deal with it
yeah or feel about this.
I think it would be a good podcast to do again with more people,
yeah,
to, like, talk it, like, with a bunch of people who've been vegan for a while and, like, actually see how they dealt with it,
because mm-hmm.
like, it's difficult.
I don't know, but I also kind of feel like we might be in the minority of not. I feel like you and I let more things go
yeah.
than most yeah, yeah, yeah. vegans do.
I've seen a lot of vegans post on social media, and they are like, like, I posted on social media about it. I didn't take the restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking very openly about the restaurant now. I didn't take the restaurant. I wish I had. And yeah. I didn't want to go back and do it, but I wish I had. I didn't take the restaurant, but, like, I don't know. I've never been that person to, like, shout from the rooftops and get angry about something. So most of the time I just, like, let it slide.
Yeah, same.
Just like, okay, it happened. It probably won't happen again. I assume it was an honest mistake. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know if it would have helped to go back down and get, like, mad at the person who made my thing. It wasn't their fault. Like,
yeah.
It was chaos back there. It was lunch rush.
Exactly.
Things happen. So, I don't know. And there was not a good system back there at that location. Like, it's weird to me. Like, they had one grill to put everything on. Just get a second George Foreman grill.
Mm-hmm.
And just have not necessarily the falafel or non-meat, like, ones on one.
Mm-hmm.
That way you know, at least. I don't know. Seems like a simple solution.
But I guess it's also...
Or, like, put some labeling on it.
It's the kind of place that probably doesn't really think that much about the vegetarian, and especially not the vegan customers. Yeah. Like, it's just not something that's front of mind for them.
Yeah.
Whereas a place that has a few more vegan or vegetarian items on the menu, they might... It might be more important to them, so it might matter more if you say something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ugh. Hard being a vegan, guys.
Oh my god, but you should definitely do it. It's so rewarding.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just, you know, every life choice comes with moral dilemmas, right?
Exactly. It's never like black and white. There's no easy solution. These things happen.
Yeah.
And all the other cliche phrases. Just throw them all in there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm definitely gonna be more vigilant though.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a little bit when they were making it, and I got confused. I was like, I don't know whose is whose.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm just going to trust that they know they're the experts. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to trust that they know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, now you're going to have trust issues.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Only with Alibaba. I have trust issues with them.
You never know. You could just start having trust issues about all food. Oh,
we'll find out, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I probably will with certain things.
You might have a little bit of a complex.
I think any kind of, like, shawarma falafel-y place.
I don't know what that sound was.
Okay. Any kind of, like, shawarma falafel-y place, I'll probably be double-checking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't eaten there since.
It is a place where it could be easy for it to be swapped. So.
There are times, like, I went down, because I have, there's, like, a food court below where I work. There's, like, an A&W. So I was... down there, but I went to get Alibaba falafel, and I was like, should I just get A&W? I've had A&W like a day earlier. Like,
yeah.
I was like, should I just get A&W again? I was like, you know what? No, let's change it up. Let's not be predictable. And I went there and I texted my boyfriend, and I was like, this is what I get for not getting A&W.
Never again.
Never again. Beyond Burger forever.
Oh, no, we have a flood. Miso flood.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this one. Oh, my God. That's what these sounds are. Like, it's dripping. It's fully... Oh, it's all over the rug. Here. Oh, my God. Emergency! What the hell? Oh, yep, this is dripping a lot. Oh, my goodness. What is going on?
Okay. Should we address what just happened?
Sorry for that brief interlude.
Catherine heard a dripping sound behind her, and it was these wooden bowls that we had miso soup in. All three of them had begun to crack and were leaking all over the counters.
Yep. Counters, tables, floors, everything has miso soup. Oh.
Well, that's a shame. The bowls and the soup.
Yep.
Dunzo. Oh,
that was fun. Life of a food blogger.
But veganism is great. Okay.
That's so funny.
Well.
All right.
This has been a good chat.
Yeah. It's nice. It's like, it's, I think it's weird.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I'm talking about this meat thing, and it's still kind of hard to talk about.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's so sad. I eat a cow.
Oh, it is sad. I mean, you didn't eat that much of the cow.
No, I know.
But you.
Yeah, yeah. I bought a cow.
You, well, yeah.
Yeah, I helped kill a cow.
But you paid for falafel, right?
Yeah, I paid for falafel. I just hope the person who got my falafel didn't go back and get a shawarma.
Yeah, maybe they didn't even know.
Maybe.
It's funny to imagine the parallel, like, their opposite reaction, like, picking through, like, this isn't shawarma? What is this? Falafel? Oh my god, I can't finish this.
What am I, a vegetarian? Oh man.
People are funny.
Okay.
I think this is one of those episodes where I am really curious if people have feedback. Like, yeah. I want to know how other people have handled this.
Yeah, no, I'll probably definitely make some social media posts about it. So, like, head over to our socials. Let us know if you've experienced this, how you felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, one of the meat ones. Like, I'm really curious if you've accidentally eaten meat, how you dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a first for me.
Yeah. Send us your thoughts. Let us know. How do you feel about giving people our email address to send us thoughts?
I think that's fine.
Because I feel like a lot of other podcasts do that.
Yeah, no.
Maybe we'll get more.
I'm
so
cool with that.
If you have thoughts on this episode, shoot us an email at twomarketgirls@gmail.com. We would love to hear your thoughts. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you want to check out any of our vegan recipes or videos, they are on YouTube. Our name is Two Market Girls and our blog is at twomarketgirls.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Yeah.
See you next week. We won't hear you. You'll hear us.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Sorry, don't let me talk.
Okay. Goodbye.